You're listening to the Paul Cardall Podcast. Please show your support by leaving a review wherever you listen. For more information, visit www.paulcardall.com.
Not everybody knows what their gifts are. So this podcast today is devoted to figuring out how do you know what your gifts are and how do you help somebody else discover their gifts. And why is this important? Because this will lift up your self-esteem and it will make the world around you a much better place. Everybody always says at some point to a person, if you only knew how great you are. Well, the truth is, sometimes you just don't feel great. I've been there. We don't feel the smartest or the nicest, the best looking, the funniest, the most talented, and our self-assurance seems to disappear. And, you know, we get into these ruts. We wonder, what about me? What is our place? What is our purpose? But here's what I want you to think about. If we look into the vast cosmos, we see the constellation of stars with all of its mystery, our minds are expanded. There's so much out there. I drove my daughter into the desert about an hour west of Las Vegas so we could look up in the darkness. But it wasn't dark because we could see the brilliance of each star. Each star, though they are all part of the star family, each one was unique and different. And as a 10-year-old, she pointed out to me the various constellations. And then she looked up in wonder. I noticed, reflecting on her eyes, were the light coming from the various stars. They were giving to her a gift. A gift of beauty, a gift of reflection, a gift of wonder and awe. Now each star is like every type of flower. They all have their own purpose. The rose family, we give roses as a symbol of romance. We give yellow for friendship, pink for appreciation, lavender roses for the love at first sight, which I did not know. I wish I had known that because that's what I would have given my wife before. Red roses. But each of these flowers, even though they're part of the same family, they each have a different purpose. And we use them to gift to people our appreciation or our love or our gratitude. So they each have their own purpose. But as I think, you know, about the vast cosmos, the solar systems, all the stars and the variety of roses, and, you know, you think about every other creation, for me, I'm humbled by what God's organized. It's amazing. God's majesty is everywhere. God's creation surrounds us. And yet at the heart of creation, according to the Bible, each of us, particularly you, are his greatest creation. So great that God gave us a savior to redeem us so that who we are and who we were and so much more can be redeemed. And the other point of that is in the life of Christ, we're taught how to live to fulfill our destiny. And it even says there in the Word of God that we've been given gifts. So being created by God, we are unique and diverse like roses and stars. What seems to separate us from these incredible creations is the fact that we are God's children. God made you. God made you unique. As such, the Lord of all things has given us unique gifts and talents, like I said, to help us fulfill our divine potential. What does that mean? That means to have a life of purpose and meaning. And then, of course, in theology, it's to go beyond this world into the next or whatever is there for us. We carry this knowledge. We take these gifts with us. So as we discover the gifts, we're reminded of our divine worth as God's children, and we're able to draw closer to him and to help others do the same. So as I've traveled performing my music or speaking to an audience, some of you have come up to me and said, look, I've got no talent. I watch you play the piano. It's amazing. I don't have any talent. Or someone will say, God has given me nothing. I don't have any special gifts. And yet they are in the front row at these events, very involved. You can see him smile and shaking hands of everybody in the room. And even though they doubt their ability to know what their gifts are, you know, it's so obvious. They are humble, they are loyal, they are good, and they want to be involved. And all those are gifts that they have yet to recognize. So for any of you who don't know or believe you have talent or gifts, I'm going to give you 9 ideas on what to do to help you discover your gifts, or at the very least, help you discover or rediscover your not so obvious gifts. All right, so I'm going to have you grab a pen and pencil and a paper. You're going to want to write this down, or you're going to want to open up your notes or wherever you write on your smartphone to take down these 9 things, and they will definitely benefit you. And I just want to thank Justina Lichner for this list. I totally agree with it. I got this from her, and she's a writer. She's from Germany. Again, okay, so as we're about to do this, I do want to ask you also, even though you're jotting this stuff down now, when you're done with this podcast, please leave a review. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify or wherever, leave a review. And also, if you know somebody who is struggling to know what their gifts are, one of the things you could give to them is sharing them this podcast. Go ahead, subscribe, and share it. All right, here we go. 9 things to help us discover or rediscover gifts. First thing, ask others to let you know. Ask others to let you know. Now, sometimes we don't see in ourselves what others see. It's like our children. We can see in them, but they may not always see in themselves. So ask a friend, a relative, or someone close to you at church or work, or wherever you may be, someone you trust, to write on a note and then give it to you. Tell them to write the talent or the gifts they see within you. All right, so ask somebody to let you know. They can write it down and give it to you. They can send you an email or a text. So you could text a couple friends and say, hey, I'm trying to figure out what my gifts are. Something that's unique. Can you text me back? And I'll bet you they will do it. No questions about it. And they even may say things that are even beyond what you thought they would tell you. All right, 2, you need to look for gifts in adversity. It's during the times that we're suffering, when we're challenged, these hard times, where we can choose really to let our best qualities out or our worst qualities come out. Because when times are tough, focusing on discovering and using your best qualities and gifts will help you get through. And you say, well, I don't know what my gifts are. This is why I've come to ask. But you'll notice and observe that when you get sick or you're going through something difficult, your behavior reveals gifts. I'll give you an example. There was a time where I needed the gift of obedience. I was 14 years old, and I had just received my 3rd open heart surgery. And there was a problem, and they needed to go back in, open my chest a 2nd time. And so they did this. But by then, I was exhausted. I was so tired. I was so frustrated. I said to my father, I can't do this anymore. And I was healing. But of course, they came in and said, oh, now we have another problem. We need to move something and we need to put in a pacemaker. Fortunately, I don't have a pacemaker today, but they put in a pacemaker. And going up into that surgery, I was so angry, so angry. I was so sick and tired of being sick. It was, whoa, whoa, is me. But my dad, with all his strength, he has the gift of discipline. the gift of strength, the gift. I saw so many gifts in him during that time that he said to me, listen, you need to go in and have that surgery. You need to come out and you need to live. So in that moment, he was telling me what I needed to do. And the gift I gave him, the gift I had in that moment was a decision to quit or to go for it. And God gave me the strength, the gift of strength, the gift of willing, the gift of going, the gift of doing, the gift of obedience. I went in and I had that surgery and I came out and I recovered and I felt great. So we could start to label all these different gifts. Now, I know a lot of you are going, well, look, we're talking about, you know, you go up on the piano and you play on the piano and everybody sees you and watches you. That is one of those gifts where not everyone has the gift. And I don't have things that you have, the ability to do so many things, you know. And the other thing is you can get these gifts. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about, but we'll get to that. Let's focus on number three. Pray to help to recognize your gifts. Have you ever asked God in prayer, Lord, you got to help me understand what gifts I have so that I can use them? Because gifts are given so that we can use them to bless other people's lives. You see that? When you're thinking, I want to be able to do something for somebody, but I need help, you're asking for a gift. Maybe it's the gift of teaching, the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom. Maybe somebody's made you angry and you ask the Lord, please help me to have the gift of patience, the gift of humility, the gift of forgiveness. These are things we pray for. Some of us naturally do it. We were born with the ability to do it. That's what I call unique gifts. Those are the ones that we know we have, but it takes situations for those to be pulled out of us. All right, number four, don't be afraid to branch out. So do we only develop the gifts that we already know we have because we're too afraid to do something we haven't done before now? Or should we try something new? And that's what I'm talking about, is ask God to give you this specific gift so that you can get this certain thing accomplished. And even as you ask God, or even as you believe, or even if you don't believe, and you go about trying to do good, you're going to recognize these gifts that you have pop up and show up. So you know you have those gifts. All right, number five, search the Word of God. This is an interesting thing. We go to so many self-help books to try to get through life and understand life. But the greatest gift God gave us, besides his son, is his son's words. And we can discover and develop our gifts through the clues we find in reading the scriptures. For example, in the book of James, James chapter 4, verse 11, do not speak evil against one another. The one who speaks against a brother or a sister or judges his brother or sister speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. So God's saying, do not speak evil against another. In other words, he is asking us not to do something. So what gifts could we develop from this situation? The gift of speaking kind words, the gift to calm others, the gift of restraint. And that's just from one verse. There's a question, there's an answer. What can we do? That's the beauty of reading scriptures. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but you don't just read to get the story of God. You read because it gets your mind going. You get it really stimulated to think things clearer, to understand your value and your worth. All right, okay, number five was search the Word of God. Number six, look outside yourself. Look outside yourself. Sometimes our best qualities come when we're not focused on ourselves. And I said this earlier, focusing instead on how we can work with and help others. When we do that, we see that we have many gifts that are like Christ. When we're serving, helping, blessing, loving, you know, the gift of conversation, the gift of listening, that's a great gift. My wife tells me I need to pray for that gift a little bit more. Number 7, think about people you look up to. You know, who are your role models? Who are your mentors? Who are your leaders? What is so unique about them? You could probably list the gifts they have. One thing though, you can make a list of all the gifts they have instead of focusing on which gifts you don't have in common. Celebrate the gifts that you both have in common. In other words, examine them, their life, and go, oh, I've got this, I can do this. Or they do this like me. You start to recognize you've got similarities. But, you know, look around, look at your leaders, your mentors, people you admire, and see the qualities in them that you see in yourself. And you're like, oh no, I just don't have that value. Again, look, you're a child of God. We've established this. You were created with a purpose. It's a customized curriculum. God loves you. Say that to your mind over and over again. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. And as a child of God, God has blessed me with lots of Him. And I can do great things. Number 8, reflect on your family. Reflect on your family. What gifts do you have that your siblings, parents, or grandparents also have? I mean, you could go further. You could research family history, and I do this. I love genealogy. I love not just putting names in, but who are these people? What are their stories? And if you can figure out their stories, you recognize that you have gifts just like them. Any of these DNA 23andMe tests, Ancestry.com, you start to learn about people who are a lot like you, and you're a lot like them, and you share many of the same things. So number 8 was reflect on your family. Number 9, when there is a prayer for you and you're there, or you're having somebody lay hands on you and bless you, remember these things, because what they tell you in those moments when they're influenced by the Spirit will reveal a lot of the gifts that you have. They'll give you reassurance of the greatness of who you are as a child of God, and they will mention. So remember those gifts, those blessings. If you have a journal, go back, read what may have been said in some of those scenarios, and you'll totally discover that they were talking about gifts you know you have now. All right, so those are 9 things you can do to discover or rediscover gifts. And I know that your mind is going, your brain is searching, and you're starting to understand the incredible number of gifts you've been given as a child of God to do great things, to bless other lives. So now, if we know what our gifts are, how can we help other people discover their gifts? Well, forward them the podcast. I mean, yeah, forward them the podcast, but in reality, we can often see things in people we just don't see in themselves. And, you know, I pointed out to my wife that she's got this gift of discipline. And what a gift that would be, especially if you're worried about, you know, sinning and rebelling. She just doesn't do that. She has strict discipline. And that's been a gift she's developed over a lifetime. And I'll give you an example. She spent years in the gym taking care of her physical body. Now, she worked 7 years with a pastor to help develop a health program called the Daniel Plan. And in that, we talk about our physical bodies being the temples of God, because inside the temples houses the Spirit. So God has given us and has given my wife something to house that Spirit. And because she has the gift of discipline, she takes it so serious that she exercises, she focuses on what is taken into the body. And now it's at the point where she's focused on what am I putting on the body? Because we talked years ago about how she doesn't want to vandalize or damage the gift of a physical body. And she wants to live a productive life. So she has a gift of discipline, a gift for understanding how to take care of the body, and a gift to teach and share with others what she has learned. You're noticing a pattern that as we talk about one specific gift and we talk about that person, we talk about our experiences in our own life, we start to lay out, I have the gift of this, the gift of that, the gift of that. And you start to recognize the number of gifts, like the number of stars that are all around us. I'm going to share with you another example of a gift I didn't know that I had. And I don't believe, you know, these gifts show up all the time. And I don't believe I can access this gift, you know, without the circumstances being right. There's a famous scripture where two or three are gathered in the name of Christ, there he will be also. I've seen this and witness this and experience this my entire life. It doesn't matter if you're from a different denomination. Where two or three are gathered in the name of God to receive God, there's a powerful spirit that takes place. I go to a men's group every Tuesday. We read scriptures. We have round table. Some of us share things we're struggling with as an act of fellowship. We then pray over and receive support from our friends. So one man was sharing his situation, and I was just moved. And though this one gentleman didn't go into detail, I was moved and looked at one of our leaders, who parenthetically has the gift to remember everyone's names. And there's quite a few people that go, but he remembers everyone's names. And I just looked at him, and he knew that I was suggesting we need to pray over this man and help him, give him strength as brothers. We gathered around him. He sat in a chair and started to pray, and a couple men said a couple different prayers, and then for whatever reason I felt impressed to end it with a prayer. And I couldn't remember what I said, but it's been a week, and this morning that same leader said to me, last week, what you did was a gift. You knew what to say and gave our brother the confidence in God. The confidence in God so God can work in him. It was the gift to listen, the gift of understanding, the gift to know somebody needs our prayers, the gift to be vulnerable enough to communicate what we feel God wants, the gift to implore into the heart of the one seeking divine purpose, guidance, and understanding. The gift of fellowshipping, ministering, or simply being a friend without an agenda. These are gifts we can do. And these were gifts in that moment that helped this man know. So this week, share those things with a friend or a family member, and here are some questions. So these are the four things. Here are some questions to ask yourself that can help you discover the gift of others. One, what is something they've done to help you? What is something they've done to help you? Two, what do you like about them? What do you like about them? Three, what are they good at? What are they good at? Four, what are they trying to get better at? What are they trying to get better at? Now in closing, look, there's nobody like you. You're a child of God. Never forget it. The creator of the vast cosmos is real. I've been on the brink of death many times, and I know that there's life after death. And God loves you. He's not only aware of you, but cares for you. We can go to him in prayer, which is amazing. Think about that. We can talk to God and share with God our hopes, our fears, dreams, things we're grateful for, and things we need help overcoming. Things we need. You know, years and years ago, Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. The ability for someone to communicate with their loved one thousands of miles away. What a miracle. I remember in the 70s, my dad was in Israel. We were in Salt Lake City, and we got him on the phone. Even though there was a delay, I could hear my father clear across the world. The ability ability to not only call on a man-made device or a cell phone and talk to someone we love and to hear them say, I love you, I miss you, I can't wait to be with you. It's a miracle. We've been able to get within our control these elements and through technology, talk to those we love from across the globe. So this is, you know, with technology, invisible airwaves, we've got them under control. We can bring even into our living room on a TV or a phone now, we can bring presidents and kings and all kinds of unimaginable entertainment right into our living room. And if we can do this, look, I have no doubt the Creator, whose children we are, you know, deserves the credit because God has created each of us unique and given us the divine gifts. He gets the credit for all these things that we take credit for. The gift of knowledge, you know, it often goes to our head. So we need to continue with the gift of humility. We should never forget that without our Creator, we wouldn't even exist. And because of our Creator and the various gifts He shares with us, our life has purpose. And that purpose is to love whoever God puts into our lives, because we are also loved. So I hope this has been extremely helpful for you. Again, please share the gift of this podcast with somebody. So it's been a beautiful podcast. Thank you for listening. Again, subscribe to the podcast and please leave a review and share this. All right. I love you guys. Don't forget my song, Love One Another, is available. Go get it. Visit my website, paulcardall.com, and we'll talk soon.
Please show your support by leaving a review of the Paul Cardall Podcast wherever you listen. For more information, visit www.paulcardall.com.